Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. This week, I'm looking at movies with a connection to Motor City. That's Detroit. There's a Hot Docs documentary about a stadium rocker, an art house drama about a faded rocker, and an action flick about two guys caught between a rock and a hard place. Brick Mansions, directed by Camille Delamar, based on Luc Besson's Banlieue 13. Brick Mansions is the name of a derelict housing project in a future Detroit. The city has built a huge guarded wall around it. Why? High crime rates. But the wall also blocks out all the city services like schools, fire trucks, or police. And thousands of people still live there. So it's ruled by a drug lord named Tremaine, played by RZA from Wu-Tang, along with his odious henchmen, including a giant white bodyguard, a chubby lieutenant, and a sexy hit woman in garters and fishnet stockings. So the corrupt police are all paid off. So what happens in Brick Mansions stays in Brick Mansions. And there's just one guy named Milo, played by David Bell, who fights back. He steals Tremaine's drugs and flushes them away to keep the block drug free. So in retaliation, Tremaine kidnaps his girlfriend. And in Milo's crusade, he ends up killing a crooked and evil cop, but he still kills a cop. Then a neutron bomb is detected inside Brick Mansions, and all hell breaks loose. So the mayor calls Damien, their best undercover cop, who's played by the late Paul Walker from Fast and Furious, his last movie, and he teams him up with cop killer Milo. So can the two of them work together? Can they stop Tremaine? Can they rescue the girlfriend? And can they save the city or maybe the world from nuclear annihilation? And can Detroit's corruption-ridden government even be trusted? Okay, so forget the story for a minute. The plot is not important. The movie is really about parkour. Parkour is a sport involving jumping on and off of buildings, onto platforms, swinging around on wires, spinning around poles, sort of an acrobatic martial art that treats life as an obstacle course. The star, David Bell, is one of the sport's French founders, so he gets to show off all his military Cirque du Soleil-ish activities and scene after scene. Brick Mansions is not meant as a great movie. It's a B movie. It's a stupid movie. It's riddled with inconsistencies, ignorant take on issues like race, but I enjoyed it anyway for the great action and fast-moving choreographed fighting. Super Duper Alice Cooper, a doc opera directed by Reg Arkema. Alice Cooper is the original name of a group, not a man. Vince Fournier is born in Detroit, son of a preacher man, who moves the family to Phoenix, Arizona for health reasons. By high school, he's heavily into Salvador Dali and Beatlemania, so he starts up a band with his buddies called the Earwigs, later changed to the Spiders. Get it? The Beatles. And they start getting radio play even while he's still a teenager. Thing is, they're not very good or special. They're better at the spectacle than at the music itself. They soon discover in LA, image is everything. So they meet a girl group in Frank Zappa's basement who help them with their makeup, cultivate a glam look, and soon enough they're wearing sequined ice capades, jumpsuits, and appearing on stage with lots of props and animals. And they channel a Ouija board, or so they say, to come up with the name Alice Cooper, a Victorian witch that contacted them. Next to Toronto comes the infamous chicken incident. He claims he never actually bit off the head, it was the audience. The rest is fame and superstardom, and Fournier gradually morphs into the character Alice Cooper, that used to be the name of the group itself, and he becomes more and more outrageous and self-destructive. The shows become more and more elaborate, even as Alice's fame grows. Eventually, the group collapses, Alice goes solo, and then he crashes and burns in a bubbling cauldron of eye makeup, skeletons, groupies, drugs, and alcohol. The movie's a lot of fun. It manages without a single talking head. Instead, the voices of rock stars, agents, producers narrate his oral history. And it's illustrated with lots of animated photos, period film clips, and concert footage. Very creative, ingenious, fast-moving, and it's all tied together with silent film footage of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Get it? Vince, the straight-laced preacher son, versus Alice, the outrageous performer. All this punctuated by Alice Cooper's hits, 18, School's Out, No More Mr. Nice Guy, and it's intensely edited and super-duper documentary to watch. Only Lovers Left Alive, directed by Jim Jarmusch. Adam, played by Tom Hiddleston, is a reclusive rock musician who lives in a crumbling, bombed-out mansion in downtown Detroit. He lives a languorous existence, playing the lute, watching videos, mourning the loss of culture and refinement. His only visitor, Ian, played by Anton Yelchin, his dealer and personal assistant who keeps him with the good stuff and keeps the fans away. So his longtime on-again-off-again lover, Eve, get it, Adam and Eve, played by Tilda Swinton, lives far away in Algiers, where she hangs out with presumed dead cultural icons like Christopher Marlowe. She's equally listless, with the air of a post-Raphaelite opium eater. But neither Adam nor Eve is actually addicted to drugs. It's human blood that they need, because they're vampires. But they don't kill the zombies, as they call them anymore, that's their word for muggles. They just drink plastic pouches of blood smuggled out of hospitals. Okay, life continues, but then things are disrupted when Eve's sister, sexy sister, suddenly shows up in Detroit. It's Ava, played by Mia Wasikowska, who's noisy and selfish, and she doesn't stick to his moral guidelines. That means trouble. When she sees blood, she takes it, even if it's still in a friend's veins. Will Adam and Eve ever be reunited? Will their love last forever? Will this movie ever end? I have mixed feelings about this film. It has unbelievably beautiful, incredible night photography of faded Algiers and post-apocalyptic Detroit. It's just amazing. And I could listen to the soundtrack over and over all day long. But the story is weak, and the movie is slow and long. Either you buy into the conceit that vampires are a secret nation of underground hipsters addicted to blood, not heroin, or you reject it. I rejected it. Felt like a never-ending Lady of the Camellias. Just die already. Whole faded rock star junkie as hero vampire? Nah. This would work better as a coffee table book with an accompanying music playlist. Only Lovers Left Alive and Brick Mansions opens today. Check your local listings. And Super Duper Alice Cooper, along with many other fantastic documentaries, are playing now at Hot Docs. Rush tickets free for students and seniors during the day. Go to hotdocs.ca for more info. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.